All right, if you're on hold, stay there. As promised, we are joined right now by a PGA Tour golfer, the 2019 U.S. Open champion. It was his fourth career PGA Tour win. It was his first major. He had the lowest 72-hole score in six U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach. He won by three shots over Brooks Koepka. Gary Woodland is my guest. Gary, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, brother. That all sounded pretty good. I like that.
Dude, I bet that sounded great. So what have the last 36 or so hours been like for you? How has your life been since you won the U.S. Open?
It's been hectic. We had a good time. You know, obviously a lot of meeting when I got done, but we had a lot of friends and family there. We had some good times Sunday night afterwards and then on a plane to New York and doing a little media tour today. But it's been good. It's been a whirlwind, but I'm excited to get back home and see my kid when I get home tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you about that, Gary. You know, I wonder, you win a major, and especially the U.S. Open, it's the kind of thing that every golfer dreams about. Does it feel the way you thought that it would, or have you not even had a chance for it to sink in yet?
No, because, you know, you dream, like you said, you dream of winning. You don't dream of what comes afterwards. And I always said I was more nervous after that last putt went in than I was all day. I was pretty calm, but I was just nervous with everything that came with it afterwards. It was a special, memorable day for sure.
Gary Woodland joining us. You know, Gary, there's so many moments from Sunday and the 4 days overall that I want to ask you about. But when you yourself look back on that weekend, what are the moments that stick out to you the most?
Really, the mental side of it. Obviously, the golf side. I've had good weeks where I've played great all week. But the mental side, I was able to handle the pressure, the atmosphere, just the iconic being at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, everything that came with it. I was able to handle that like it was. I mean, it wasn't easy, but I handled it like it was wasn't as big as the moment was, and that's what I'll remember, how good I was in that.
We were talking to Gary Woodland. He won the U.S. Open. I mean, I want to be very clear about that. I mean, it's not like you did not face challenges from other guys. Brooks Koepka, the two-time defending champ, started out on fire. He was staying right with you on the back nine as well, but you never really opened the door for him. How aware were you of what he was doing, and how good does it feel to know that you did come through when it mattered most?
Yeah, I was very aware. He was in the group in front of me. The roars were loud. I mean, especially he got off to a hot start, you know, birdie in the first. And people, you know, the fans were, it was obviously later in the day, they had a couple pops, I think, and they were excited and making some noise. And you could tell there were definitely a bunch of people out there rooting for Brooks. So it was important for me to get off to a good start as well. And fortunately, I did that to kind of weather that storm early and just really never let him catch me to a point where if I kept putting pressure on him, I knew he had to do something special to catch me. And he's obviously played phenomenal golf over the last couple of years, and that's the moment he lives for, and I was glad to come out on top.
Gary Woodland joining us. Now, you had those couple of early birdies that you pointed out, and then on the back nine, with that one-shot lead on 14, you hit that now legendary three-wood from 263 yards out. The safe play would have been to lay up, especially with the lead. So what made you go for that shot, and then what kind of emotions were you feeling when you saw how well it went?
Yeah, you know, my whole life I've been an aggressive player, you know, known for my length. And that shot was probably the first time all week that I actually considered playing conservative. I just saw Justin Rose lay up. I knew where that pin was. I know left's not a great spot. I know right's out of bounds. And it was my caddy's decision. He's the one that said, let's go. This is a perfect three-wood. Let's play aggressive. I mean, that not only gave me confidence in that shot, but that gave me confidence the rest of the way that my guy has confidence that I can pull off the hardest shot we had all week. And I could do that, you know, with ease under the most pressure. And that was really good for me going forward.
And then going forward, you had that moment on the 17th green where you're roughly 90 feet from the hole. Again, it felt like a really tough spot to be in. What was going through your mind at that point?
When I hit the shot off the tee, I knew where it was going. I knew it was in a not a great spot. I fortunately had the chip off that green from the exact same situation earlier in the week to a different pin. But I had hit that shot earlier in the week, which I think helped me in the moment. I actually saw Brooks miss his putt on 18, and I didn't know if it was for birdie or for eagle, but I knew I would have at least a one-shot cushion. I was just trying to get it past the hole, and it came off perfectly. It had a little check on it, a little 10 feet short. I thought it had a pretty good chance to go in, but that's one I definitely don't want over again.
Gary Woodland joining us. Gary, was there ever a moment, either after the shot on 14 or the chip on 17, where you thought, man, I've got this, I'm going to be the U.S. Open champ, or did you not allow that to go into your head until you drained that 30-footer on 18?
I've been in a situation before, and I just didn't let it happen. You know, earlier this year in Maui, I had a three-shot lead going into Sunday, shot 5 under, and Xander Schauffele shot 11 under and beat me by one. So I've been in a situation before where I've been caught from behind, and I didn't allow myself. Even, I think, when the putt went on the last hole, I let a lot of emotion out, especially for me on a golf course. It just all came out that I knew it was over with.
You know, Gary, you made the point a few moments ago that the thing that you thought about most in retrospect was how locked in you were mentally, how good you were mentally. Man, it's such a tough thing to stay that locked in mentally in the face of all that pressure. How were you able to do that on Sunday?
Past experiences. You know, my record had, I've heard about it all week. I was 0-7 with a 54-hole lead. I'd heard about that, and I took a lot from playing with Tiger on Sunday last year at Belle Reve. I got distracted by the outside noise, the energy. Everything kind of got to me a little bit. You know, he's shooting 64. He's going low, making a charge at Brooks Koepka, and I kind of got caught up in what was going on around me. My goal was to go in with a positive attitude, take care of what I can control, and that's myself, and everything else will be fine. And fortunately, I was able to do that.
Well, so you mentioned family. Those who are familiar with your story know how much Father's Day means to you. Your son Jackson was back at home with your wife Gabby, and he's getting ready to celebrate his second birthday shortly. Your father Don, though, was with you at Pebble Beach. What did it mean to share that day, that experience with him?
Yeah, very special. You know, my rookie year 2009, my dad had a heart attack when I was actually playing at Pebble Beach. And so, you know, you fast forward 10 years later, and now I'm playing the U.S. Open on Father's Day at Pebble Beach. My dad's standing there when I'm finished making the winning putt. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It was special for us to share that moment together, and then being a father myself, I mean, that's something I look forward to sharing with my kid for a long time.
I mean, how does that get any better? And then there are the legendary stories about you and your dad competing against each other on the way up. You went on to play college basketball. I think most people know that story. It's clear, though, your dad had game. How was your dad's game, and what were those battles like growing up?
It was hard. He was a lot bigger than I was. So, you know, my dad, he actually signed to play baseball and football out of high school. He ended up not doing it. He decided to try to play professional baseball. It didn't work out. But my dad was very competitive, and he never let me win growing up. You know, his whole deal was, you get nothing in this life given to you. You got to earn it. So there was a lot of battles, a lot of crying. You know, he'd beat me. He'd foul me. He would do all kinds of stuff. I'd run into my mom, and she'd send me right back out there. I think he took a lot of joy out of it, and then it wasn't as fun for him anymore. But I wouldn't change that for anything in the world. I am where I am today because of the way my dad raised me.
Yeah, and how good was that time, that day when you first beat him, the first time you beat him? How good was that?
Oh, I mean, I was calling my grandma. I was calling everybody I could. And I don't think he talked to me for a couple of days, but it's something we laugh about now. He wasn't enjoying it when it happened, but it was special. You know, like I said, it's something, the lesson I like to teach my kids, that, you know, nothing in this world given to you. You got to earn it.
Gary, before I let you go, there's no way I can talk to you and not ask you about Amy and the amazing moment the two of you had at the Waste Management Open earlier this year. What do you remember most about that experience?
I mean, how special is she? I mean, her energy, her love for life, her love for people around her. I mean, that's what this world needs. And I took so much from that. Her positive attitude, it's so contagious. And I was, you know, her big line is, I got this, I got this. I said that a million times on Sunday, and it definitely helps me out.
Now, you FaceTimed with her from the media room after winning the U.S. Open. You spent some time with her again on the Today Show this morning. What was that experience like?
It was awesome to see her again, because I talked to her on the phone, but I hadn't seen her in person, you know, since Phoenix. So it was so cool to see her this morning, hold that trophy with her, give her a big hug. She's a special girl, and look forward to talking to her for a long time.
Hey, Gary, before you go, I talked to Alan Shipnook on Monday, and he said that he was in the tap room when you came in, and he said that Jordan Spieth was there and JT was there, and the two of those guys, in effect, welcome you to the club, the Majors Club. What was that like?
That was awesome. You know, it's awesome, you know, to go out there and beat your peers, but when they could be there to celebrate you, they were there when I finished on 18, which was awesome. It was nice. You know, Jordan had drank out of the cup before, so he taught me how to do that, and we had a good time Sunday night for sure.
Yeah, so what's the adult beverage that goes into that trophy on the best day of your golfing life?
We had some vodka in there pretty quickly. Unfortunately, we didn't know how to get the top off, so we were drinking at the bottom.
That's great.
You just had to take the top off. You think Spieth would have known that, because he'd been there he'd had it for a year, but we had a good time. It still went down, I can tell you.
Yeah, dude, right? And act like you've been there before, because you have been there before. Come on, Jordan, what's up? Pick me up. So last thought, Jack Nicklaus made the point that your life is going to be completely different now because of what happened on Sunday. People will treat you differently. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're one of the all-time good guys on tour. Do you feel any different as a golfer or as a person after doing what you did?
No, I don't. I mean, I have a long way to go on my golf. I came competitively to this sport late in life, so my game is trending in the right direction. I'm getting more complete, but my life's really going to change. I have identical twin girls on the way. I have three kids under 2 and under, so that's going to change, you know, from a lot. From I got to be able to manage my time and manage things around me, but that's what, you know, have good people around me that support me through that. And I look forward to being a father of three.
I was going to say, how excited are you for the twins?
Yeah, I need to make a lot more birdies, I can tell you that.
It's the lowest 72-hole score in 6 U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach. He is the 2019 U.S. Open champion, Gary Woodland. Gary, so good to have you on the show. Congrats, and really nice to chop it up with you.
Awesome, Jim. Always good, brother.
That was great, Gary. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Great job. Really well done. Man, Gary Woodland is as good as everybody says he is. As good a guy as everybody says he is. And now he is a U.S. Open champion. That was fun. Man, such a good dude.